Once in a school, there was a running competition. The teacher blew the whistle, and 50 boys and girls started running on the racing track. Every kid's goal was to reach the end of the field and then back to the starting point. Whole race to get at least one of the first three places in and get awards. Kids' parents were also present there to encourage them. When kids were running back from the end point, parents' cheers got louder, faster, faster. Race ended, and the kids who took the top three spots were waving their hands happily toward their parents. And the kids who couldn't win were upset. When race was over, little girl who came in at number five ran towards her parents with sad face. Father went ahead towards her and said, "Well done, baby. Let's go and eat ice cream as a reward for winning the race. Which ice cream would you like to eat?" "But Dad, I didn't get any place in the top three," said the girl. Father replied, "Yes, baby. You got first place. How is that possible, Dad? Didn't I come in at number five?" said the girl. Father asked, "And how many kids were behind you?" Girl calculated and replied, 45. "It means you were first ahead of those 45 kids. That's why you will get ice cream," said father. "And four children who came before me?" asked the troubled girl. Father said, "This time you were not in competition with them." "Why?" asked the girl. Father smiled and replied, "Because they had done more preparations than you. If you practice more, then next time you will come first in 48, and then after that you will be first in 50. "Then I will run faster and will get first place in the next race," the girl said with great enthusiasm. Father said, "Why such a hurry? First let your legs get stronger, and it's not about getting ahead of others, but getting ahead of ourselves," girl said confidently. "As you say, Dad." Then filled with a new joy of getting first among 45 children, her eyes sparkled. She hugged her father and asked for chocolate ice cream. Lesson of the story is, competition is not about comparing ourselves with others, but to learn about ourselves.
Thank you for watching our video. If you have liked the story, don't forget to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel for more exciting stories. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.